Wow. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. I'm your host, Silk, and you're my co-host, my Diamond Dream Team. And as Diamond would always say, it takes a team to build a dream. So I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Be sure to like and share this broadcast and this podcast. Yeah. Like and share it. That's what you need to do, because guess what? We're talking to the doctors. We have the Healing for the Ages panel here with Dr. Artist, Dr. Ely, Dr. Group, and Dr. Schmidt. On, yes, we're going to be talking about this Ozempic, yes, the cell phones, the EMF exposures, oh, yes, the different detox methods, the plants that absorbs the Wi-Fi radiation, and so much more, you all, we're going to be talking about. So you all, it's going to be on and popping. Now, if you have any questions, be sure to post it there. In the chat, post your questions in the chat. I have my moderators all over to gather those questions, post them in the chat as we have this open discussion. You know, I am so grateful for Lindell TV, for RSBN, for CTA TV, for Stripes TV, Blessed News Network, Eagle News Network, and all of the different platforms that allow us to be on a platform and speak our truth. They're not scared to allow speak her truth and for me to bring in guests that actually can speak the truth about a whole lot of different things. But more so, I'm grateful for Mr. Mike Lindell. I mean, he have been working tirelessly, you all. He's doing so many different things. But to have the opportunity to be here with you all and nobody censor my voice, you do not know that. That is just such a blessing. And I'm so grateful for that. So we can have the conversation about different things that can be harming our bodies and what we can do as a remedy to it. So that's what I absolutely love about being here on frankspeech.com. Lindell TV. Yes, I love it. So make sure you download the Frank Speech app, the Frank Social app. It's two different apps and it's absolutely free. That's right. Download it so we can stay connected. Okay. If you have any questions, email them to diamondandsilk@gmail.com. But tonight, for tonight's show, I want you to post your questions in the chats, because that's where my moderators are at. They're not at the email. No, I don't let nobody go in my email like that. Okay. Not okay. So for my other moderators, post it in the chats, all right, so they can see it, okay? Shout out to everyone that's there joining me live on Getter Live, Rumble Live, Frank Speech Live. Thank you all that's there in the live chats, chatting away. I see all of the chats already coming in. Don't forget that the show is sponsored by MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, where you can get the MyPillow 2.0. My mattress topper, the sheets, the towels, the slippers, the loungewear, and so much more right there at mypillow.com. Be sure to use promo code Diamond or promo code Trump1. Also, don't forget, you all, that the show is sponsored by drstellamd.com. That's drstellamd.com. If you are in need of ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or potassium iodine, then visit drstellamd.com. That's drstellamd.com and use promo code Diamond. Okay. Also, you all, the show is sponsored by patchthat.com. Patchthat.com. You know, these patches, I absolutely love them. Right now, I've been doing the Eon patches, spelled A-E-O-N. And I've been doing those patches. And let me tell y'all something. I feel really, really nice. I feel really, really nice. Okay. I ain't high or nothing like that. And keep in mind that no medicine or nothing stimulates this into your body or go into your body or anything like that. Okay. This here, it supports the flow of a natural energy within your body to encourage and support whole body wellness and healthy activities, you all. Okay. So I love the fact that no drugs, no stimulants enters the body, and that this here, the patches are patented. So I want you to go to patchthat.com and get patched up. That's right. Now, you keep taking, if you want to keep taking your pharmaceutical drugs, that's on you. It has nothing to do with me. But as for me and my temple, which is my body, I chose the patches over all of the pharmaceutical drugs. That's what I did. I don't take that junk no more because I know what it is. I know what it is, and it ain't good for my body. That's right. It's not good for my body. So you all go get patched up, okay, at patchthat.com. Now, I want to go ahead on and get on into the show so that we can talk to the doctors and they can have time to explain what's truly going on and how a lot of these different things is basically harming a lot of people's bodies, what we can do to really detox a lot of this stuff that these creatures, these demonic creatures, these lily made demonic creatures have out here trying to destroy us, how we can detox from a lot of that stuff. So you all, without further ado, please welcome to the show, the Healing for the Ages, Hannah, Dr. Artist, Dr. Ely, Dr. Group, and Dr. Schmidt. Hello. Oh, wow. How are you all doing? I don't know if you're muted, but go ahead and unmute. Go ahead and
we
unmute.
Are doing great.
Wonderful.
Having the best
wonderful.
Day ever.
Yes, yes. Well, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. You know, I have people that have been writing in like, when are you going to get? Now, I'm going to be honest. They say, when are you going to get Dr. Artist back on? And I'm like, okay, he's going to be on with the Healing for the Ages. All right. So we have them all right here. Oh, hello. Hello. McKay. Hey, darling.
Hey, pretty lady. Dr. Street Fighter here with my assistant, Dr. Brian Artis.
All right. I love it. Look, the whole game is here, you all. I absolutely love it. So before we get started, let's talk about the Healing for the Ages. I know that you have another conference coming up there in Dallas, Texas. So can somebody please elaborate on that for the audience?
Yeah, if you're not actually up to date yet, September 12th, 13th, and 14th is going to be Healing for the Ages 2.0 coming up. Ticket sales are not available yet. That'll be probably towards the end of May. Y'all should be ready, though. Go to healingfortheages.com. Sign up for our newsletter. We send out a newsletter each month to keep people abreast on what we're working on. Scott McKay was there at the first one. Silk, you and your husband and your team were there, and we were so honored to have you there and very excited that the clinic was open tonight. Scott showed up at the house. He's going to get some treatment here a little bit later. But anyway, healingfortheages.com. Go there and you can, there's a whole calendar actually that's live that has updated all of the dates in which we're doing virtual conferences each month leading up to our conference in September. You can get everything you need to know at healingfortheages.com.
All right, you all. So that's healingfortheages.com. Yes, my husband and I and my team was there last year, and you all, it is phenomenal. You learn so much information. I love the way that they allow us to share our different experience and help other people. It was just phenomenal. The food was delicious. I got to shake a tail feather with my husband and some other people there. Yes, we got to dance. It was so much fun. Take pictures and just, you know, really just enjoy one another while educating and getting educated on a lot of different things, you all. So Healing for the Ages, put that on your calendar, September the 12th, 13th, and 14th, and prepare to be there. I know they have the virtual, but it ain't nothing like being there in person and feeling the warmth and the energy as we all gain knowledge about what these demonic, I want to call them so many words, but I'm on my ER patch, so I'm going to stay calm, have been truly doing for our country. Yes, yes, yes. So now I want to go ahead on and jump into this here because we have questions coming in like crazy. Mm-hmm. But I want to know about this Ozempic. What is it? And how is this here? I know how it's affecting the body, but tell the audience how it's actually affecting the body. So anybody just jump in.
Well, I think I'll jump in actually on this one. Okay. I've been actually talking about Ozempic for 2 years now. And the reason why it was such a big deal 2 years ago is because when I started diving into the use of venoms inside of the COVID vaccines, venoms being used as spike proteins for venom, being embedded in plasmids, you learned at the Healing for the Ages conference to get our own body and bacteria to make venom proteins that make us sick and injure us. This company called Novo Nordisk out of Denmark has a drug called Ozempic and Wegovy. It's the same drug, just two different brand names. One is for weight loss, one is for diabetes. But Ozempic is the one that's got the big name. It is actually marketed and approved by the FDA in America 5 years ago as an anti-diabetes drug. And Wegovy, the same drug, is marketed as a weight loss drug. But Ozempic is not FDA approved for weight loss. I find that interesting. Wegovy is, but it's actually the same drug. All right. So what's so important about this? 2 years ago, I started talking about this drug. And in the last month, Tucker Carlson, and now on Monday night of this week, Oprah Winfrey comes out and makes her big stage debut after decades of not being on TV. She decides to do one program show called Blame, Shame, and the Weight Loss Revolution. And it's all about these drugs like Ozempic. The whole thing was about these drugs. These drugs are called GLP-1 drugs. All right. So anybody out there watching this, I actually read an article yesterday that almost 4 out of 5 Americans know somebody on Ozempic. This is important. Ozempic isn't allowed to be sold in Denmark or in Europe. Only Americans are using it. It's too toxic and deadly for their citizens. So that should make you wonder why it is America. Why is America approving this and letting us use it? What do you need to know about this drug that other countries have banned, such as Austria, France, England, you name it? There's a bunch of them in Europe that have already banned it. Why does America allow us to use it? It's a once a week injection, and you are prescribed this drug, Silk, for life. Not for a week.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a prescription for life. What you have not heard out of the hundreds of millions of views on Tucker Carlson's interview and Oprah Winfrey's interview is GLP-1 drugs. And I'm going to name the top 5. Ozempic, Wegovy, Byetta, Zepbound, and one called Majorna. They're all the same drug, and they are all made from one thing, Gila monster lizard venom. So in the desert, Western America, is a lizard that is venomous and deadly. In fact, the Smithsonian Institute reported 2 weeks ago that the venom of the Gila monster that's in those drugs is as toxic as a Western diamondback rattlesnake's venom. Now, everybody in America is now thinking Ozempic is the miracle drug for weight loss. Any GLP-1 drug is Gila monster venom. Did Oprah Winfrey, and I'm talking to her, did Oprah Winfrey or Tucker Carlson tell you that it has a black box warning that anybody that injects themselves with Gila monster venom for 12 months will have a risk for developing every single form of medullary thyroid cancer? Did she tell you that?
Oh, she ain't going to tell you that.
From Gila monster venom? Did you know you were injecting Gila monster venom inside you? Do you believe anybody, Silk, in America? I'm going to let you answer this, Silk. How many people in America do you believe are overweight and diabetic because they are deficient in Gila monster venom?
Not a one. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want to do a Jen Psaki and circle back on something. When you talk about Oprah, and first off, she's what you call an influencer, all right? So they will use her to push this drug so that they can get to their undercover goal. Now, my question is with Tucker Carlson, is he also advocating for this particular drug as well?
No, the amazing part of his interview, and people were texting me the whole time going, why are they not saying it's made from Gila monster venom and you're just injecting that in the body? And yes, that is what you're doing. You just aren't being told that. You can call it whatever name you want. It's still Gila monster venom poisoning. That's what it is. But they never mentioned that. However, what was awesome in Tucker Carlson's interview that I appreciated, they brought in a pharmaceutical industry human to come in and be interviewed, and he said, this drug is only being purchased and FDA approved in America. Every country in Europe has banned it. It is not allowed to be used in any country in America. Why, if it's been found too deadly and toxic for European citizens, why are they selling it to Americans only? Why is America the only one buying it? And I have to say this, Novo Nordisk, in that interview, the guy mentions to Tucker Carlson that within the 5 years of Ozempic and Wegovy being prescribed to Americans, that company is now the highest revenuing company in all of Europe. And I saw yesterday they are now worth $2.21 trillion.
This is the same company that make insulin, correct?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Uh-huh. This is the same company.
And this drug is not covered by insurance. You have to pay out of pocket. It's $1,000 a month. You inject one injection of Gila Monster Venom every week for the rest of your life. And it is known to cause these four things. And Silk, I want you to tell me, they're prescribing this to people overweight and diabetic. I want you to tell me if these things that are published to be side effects are better than just being overweight and diabetic. Ready? Black box Ready. Warning of thyroid cancer within 12 months to 3 years. Is that better than being overweight and diabetic?
Oh, no. I prefer to be overweight.
Amen. What about paralyzed stomachs? In fact, CNN reported in November of last year, just 5 months ago, that hundreds of thousands of Americans have paralyzed stomachs for years after stopping Ozempic. And they have what's called cyclic vomiting. It's called gastroparesis. The FDA just added that as a labeled warning. You can have paralyzed intestines and stomachs for years. Is that better than being overweight and diabetic?
Oh, no. I need my stomach to work. I love to eat.
Did you know that it's also published to cause pancreatitis that could put you in a hospital with severe pain? Did you know it causes acute and chronic liver failure and kidney failure? And can you tell me, Silk, is thyroid cancer, paralyzed stomachs, kidney failure, liver failure, is that better than having extra weight and being diabetic?
No, I prefer to be overweight if that be the case and just go and work out. This is great. Now, see, when you talk about injections, and what I'm finding out is the different nanoparticles that we saw under a microscope of these different injections such as insulin, and I will not state which company is by, but we saw the nanoparticles from Diamond's insulin, including my mother's insulin, who was also passed on. She passed away June 28th. 2021. And the coordination that my mother and Diamond had was insulin. All right. After looking at both of their insulin, you got the same nanoparticles and different things that's in it, which causes a lot of this different stuff. So as you describe this, and I won't say the company's name, but as you describe this stuff, this here stuff is really, truly familiar. As you go down your list of stuff, and as I look at the different adverse effects on Diamond's body, on what she suffered with, yes, some things seem very, very, very familiar here. And the sad thing is that nobody could tell you what was wrong, what's going on. If anything, they just prescribed her more drugs.
Absolutely. And I want to speak one more thing about Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound, and Byetta. These are the top five GLP-1 drugs being used in America. Dr. Robert Young in California 2 weeks ago had me and Judy Mikovits on a private Zoom call. Someone had sent him from Europe an injection called Zepbound, and I had never heard of it. He said, Dr. Arsh, you need to see this. He starts showing me what the drug looks like on an image. And I said, hold on, I've never heard of that drug. Let me go look it up real quick. So I looked it up, and all I typed in was, what kind of drug is Zepbound? And it comes up, it's a GLP-1 drug. All GLP-1 drugs are made from Gila Monster Venom. So I went back to Robert Young and I said, hey, somebody sent you that drug. What did you see under the microscope? He shows me the next slide is a video. Silk in Zepbound, a weekly injection made with Gila Monster Venom. He showed me a live video. There is nanoparticle technology in this shot that starts assembling a circuit board underneath the microscope.
And That's exactly right.
Did you see Silk yesterday in Team of Ages, Scott McKay? Just yesterday, it came out in the news, CNN reported on it, that Novo Nordisk is creating an AI supercomputer inside of their headquarters. Okay, they are now mailing to Americans, having American MDs prescribe injections from Denmark. You're injecting yourself, but no one in Denmark can get that drug. There is nanotech. I have seen it inside of
his
microscope. They are now building an AI supercomputer. They're worth $2.21 trillion. We were all worried about nanotech, graphene oxide with the COVID-19 vaccines. All of you need to be warned. Stop injecting yourself with pharmaceutical drugs voluntarily.
Yep. Yeah. Even the anesthetic, all of that different stuff. And what I saw under the microscope, we saw the lights. I saw the blinking lights, and I saw as it was coming together. And she was the individual that was doing it as we was watching it. She was shocked to see it under the microscope, still doing what it was doing. Still, and it would come together and form. And it was like it was forming a clot in the body, is basically what it looks like it's doing. And I'm like, people don't even realize what's going on. The sad thing is that on the boxes where it has the ingredients listed, none of these ingredients about some type of little light starting and all of this different stuff and coming together. None of that is listed in the ingredients. Okay. And I thought if this was FDA approved, I thought that stuff's supposed to be listed on the box so people can know what they are injecting into their body. This is ridiculous.
Supposed to.
All right. Dr. Ely, what say you? Somebody have something.
Well, I was going to ask about that. Did they blink? Because yes. If they blink, that's telling you that they're quantum dots, that they're these really small, typically cadmium core little dots. They're yellow, little small blue semiconductors. And it'll blink. Yeah. If they blink blue, they're about 2 nanometers in size because the size makes the color. And here's the thing about them. They steal electrons and then trap them in their field. Okay. Now, that's not a big deal to most people, until you realize that every single biochemical function in the cell requires electrons.
Yeah,
every single thing that we do, since we're bioelectric, everything we do requires the sharing and the transfer of electrons, and electrons really launch all of the supercritical functions of the cell. So if you have this quantum dot in the cell somewhere hanging out, and it steals electrons and then traps them into that same place, now you're going to see the cell function suffer. And then people are going to start reporting, I just don't feel right. Something doesn't feel right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And as soon as they start saying that, what they're telling you is, I feel that my body, my cells are not working right. And I don't know why. Well, you don't know why, because guess what charges up those quantum dots? Y'all ready for this?
What, 5G?
Blue light and 5G radio frequencies.
Yeah.
That's what charges the dots up. So now, when you have a situation where a person has blue light coming off their screen, coming off their phone, coming off their computer screen, you're charging up any of these quantum dots within you. When you are looking at, when you just are having your phone on your body,
you are charging things up.
Cell phone, just charging it up. We just shot a whole day of videos today for Healing for the Ages. We're going to start releasing y'all. We just shot a whole day of video proving everything with meters, with multimeters, with tri-fields, and showing everything that's going on from your microwave to your phone to your router to your smart meter and what you can do about it. And so it starts getting really exciting, because even these new wave of technology, these quantum dots that everybody's so excited about, even they can't overcome what God designed. Guess what their weakness is? Their weakness is grounding. When you ground your body, i.e. earth, take your shoes off and go walk on Mother Earth's surface for a little bit. Mm-hmm. You ground yourself, and bye-bye AC voltage. We prove it every single day with every single person. And bye-bye quantum dots being activated. And now what you're left with is the quantum dots still in your body. But now, what Dr. Group and Dr. Artis have figured out with this incredible EDTA that they put together is how we're going to get them out. And that's something that's on the horizon. We're doing so much testing on showing that microsomal EDTA is every bit as effective as intravenous EDTA. In fact, it's probably more so when we look at it. So, folks, we got some great stuff coming. You got some brilliant minds here. I'm going to tell you, when you're looking at Dr. Group, Dr. Schmidt, Dr. Artis, even that everybody, guy over there with the hat, that swole over there, that tough ass. You got some smart people on this show right now. And I'm just going to tell you, everybody, you know what's really exciting here? So every single time we find that these bastards have done something truly evil, God comes in with the win. Every single time.
With the win.
Yeah. And that's what we bring to the table.
It was also recommended methylene blue as well when it comes down to removing this stuff from.
Okay, hold on. We're gonna have, I feel something brewing right here.
I feel it.
Something coming right now. Let's see what we got.
I think
Dr. Artis should take this one.
Actually, I think I'll let Dr. Artis
first. I'll use methylene blue to dye my blue jeans. That's fine.
Dr. Green,
I'll throw that one on me. Okay.
I will chip in. You know, I'll like Dr. Green to do it. No,
so, yeah, I think that, first of all, I'm super happy that we are at the point now where people are listening to the nanotechnology, which is the basis of the transhumanism agenda, which has been announced by Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and all the evildoers for a long time. It's just amazing that people are waking up to that and the reality of that. For the first time ever at the AGES conference, if you haven't seen the one from last year, I highly recommend anyone going over there to watch that. Because these individuals, these evil creatures that are trying to destroy and convert us to half human, half cyborgs, have developed multiple different vectors of attack, from having us, you know, addicted to sugar and having us addicted to alcohol and lowering our vibrational frequencies and, you know, introducing toxic synthetic foods. I mean, this is at this point right now, this is synthetic bio warfare.
Yeah.
Tapping into our energy systems. Dr. Brian Artis said, you know, why are they setting up computer systems? This has been done since the 90s. We've had documentation to show that they've been tapping into the wide body area network, creating the medical body area network. They need all of these different vectors of attack because everybody's going to react a little bit differently depending on where you are, how much you're outside, how much you're in the sun, how much what your diet is like, what the type of food that you're eating and what you're drinking. I mean, but it basically comes down to us presenting last year the multiple different vectors of attack that they're using, which is lipid nanoparticle technology, which is hydrogel technology, which is venom-based technology, which is electromagnetic, harmful electromagnetic frequency technology. And it's just not even 5G, 3G, 4G, 5G, extremely low frequencies, radio wave technology, ultrasonic technology. You know, there's just multiple vectors. And so what we're out there telling people to do is just, it's time to take this seriously. We're not causing fear and panic or anything like that, because we're constantly working behind the scenes 20 hours a day trying to figure out, okay, how do we protect people from the EMFs? How do we get rid of the venoms in the body? How do we get rid of the nanotech and disable that? How do we get rid of all the metals in the body which they're using? How do we get rid of all the inorganic minerals in the body that they're using? How do we strengthen the immune system? How do we give people hope? How do we give people faith? And that's exactly what we identified. And in reality, you know, this world is nothing more. I mean, really, it's just comes down to four words. It poisons. And what's the opposite of poisons? I mean, you could classify all this as poison. I mean, nanotech, you know, microbots, they're just in one way, shape or form, it's going to deactivate or reduce your vibrational frequency. And it's a poison to the body. It's not healthy for the body. So if we understand that everything is a poison, then what's the what's the solution to that? What's the opposite of poisons? Detoxification, getting rid of everything. And actually, I mean, the things that we've been testing behind the scenes that have been working really good, like chlorophyll, like ozonated activated charcoal, like the microsomal EDTA, like the foreign protein cleanse. I mean, there are a lot of people out there using methylene. I've studied methylene blue. We still don't have it on any of our protocols at the AGES group. We're not, you know, convinced enough that's a product that we would be willing to add. As a matter of fact, like really the only synthetic based product that we're recommending is the EDTA, because it's been around forever. And it's, you know, that in combination, we're all about finding the most natural products out there. But we have to remember, like, not any of us here would give anybody anything synthetic or anything that might harm somebody. But the fact of the matter is we are living in a synthetic world right now. We are exposed to synthetic things. And sometimes we have to do our research and our due diligence and figure out what's working and what's getting rid of this stuff. And EDTA is by far above and beyond pretty much everything that we've tested, not only getting rid of the and neutralizing and getting rid of all the inorganic minerals, but my gosh, it's having all kinds of different effects on the body, decalcifying. Basically, people are turning to stone and have been turning to stone for quite some time because of all the organic minerals they're consuming. And it's working. It's getting their systems getting all of their systems disabled and getting it out of the body. And then also cleaning out all the parasites is very important. Cleaning out all these bioorganisms, these synthetic organisms, these mostly modified types of yeast and fungus and mold and all these other harmful organisms that are in the system. So it's very basically it doesn't change anything from what we've been talking about. It's just advanced detoxification methods that people need to be doing. They need to, you know, make sure that they're protecting themselves and detoxifying all this stuff and disabling all this stuff from their body.
Well, I saw where Dr. Smith, I talk about the plants that absorb the different Wi-Fi radiation and so forth. So care to elaborate on that as we're talking about the EDTA and how we can get this stuff, you know, out of our system. What's up with these plants?
For sure. I mean, the plants were made for us. We're designed to be in communion with plants all the time and be outside. And this is what we're talking about, grounding. And this is one of the best ways to protect ourselves from electromagnetic radiation. But having the plants just in your environment, not only are they giving you oxygen and helping get rid of volatile organic compounds, but they're also capable of absorbing radiation, something as simple as aloe, which is also medicinal, and you can eat it, which is a great source. And cactus are kind of cool because they can be anywhere in the room and they absorb ambient radiation, and they're easy to take care of. Even if you don't, you know, grow plants really well, then pretty much everybody can do a cactus or two. So something that simple and also getting outside all the time is really important. So yes, plants help. And in the internal environment also, in our last masterclass, people can go back and look at Healing for the Ages masterclass, the first one. I also talked about some things you can ingest that protect your body from all the onslaught of radiation in our environment, things that can protect the brain and the body from just breaking down from all of this. So it's and they're all natural.
Okay. I got another question for you, Dr. Smith. So now we're in the pollen season. We're in the pollen season, okay? So you have a lot of people that's having a lot of allergies. And I know that you're the bee lady, okay? B-E-E, not the B-I-T-C-H. I ain't talking about that one, okay? I'm B-E-E. She's the bee, the honey bee lady, all right? So we're talking about the pollen in the air, and people are having allergies. What is best to combat the allergies that people are having because of the pollen?
Pollen. Honestly, you ingest bee pollen, when you ingest the pollen that's blooming, it naturally gives you a resistance to what's blooming in the air, and you don't have as many reactions. So first of all, you need to make sure it's the pollen and not the glyphosate, the Roundup being sprayed everywhere, because that's a whole detox situation. But when you ingest the pollens that are blooming, it helps protect your body and make it stronger against, you know, naturally gives you this immune barrier against what's blooming in the air. So taking bee pollen is one of the ways to help you reduce allergies.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, I'm just thinking, I had an opportunity to go to Lafayette, Louisiana, and we got to meet a older gentleman there that had a natural honey. He had the bees, and he had his natural honey, and they allowed me to get my natural honey and have pollen, I believe is what they had. Yes, the little in the yellow in the it was like yellow in a jar. So I got plenty of that. So I got yes. Now I love that natural honey on my berries, and I hope I ain't doing nothing wrong with the sweetness, but it is so delicious on my berries, on my apples. Yes, and it's all natural. It's
yes, yes, 100%.
It's all natural. I absolutely love it. Now, we have a question that's come in, so I'm about to go ahead on and switch over the questions because, you know what, this is just a one-hour show. Mike Lindell only gave me 1 hour, all right? So I'm going to utilize it, okay? So this is from Grace, all right? And she is one of the ones that was asking about Dr. Artis. So who, Dr. Artis, this question is for you. Real quick, and I'm going to try to read this as best as I can. You know how when people type in, and they may miss some words or what have you, but I'm going to get through it as best as I can. All right, here we go. From Grace, she said, I have severe lower back pain and a pinched nerve on the left side of my thigh. This pain is mostly severe in the morning and in the evening to the point I wake up with a migraine. I can hardly move, get up, bend, or stand without resting or holding on to something. I tried a pain relief patch and some lower back pain exercises from YouTube, but it didn't help. Yesterday, I called my doctor. We had a telehealth visit. I had lower back pain a couple of years ago back and had therapy, but this time it is more severe. She prescribed me 500 milligram of the naproxen and the Flexeril, and no heavy lifting. And told her to try to avoid bending. She gave me a referral for therapy. I thought I had to see or refer to a chiropractor, and she said no. She said, I don't know why or how I developed this lower back pain. I can't remember what I did or didn't do that would cause my lower back pain, which mildly started a week ago. I know I want to figure it out. I have been weary of what my doctor prescribed to me, especially now after the COVID-19 pandemic fiasco. Are these two medications safe or risky for me to take in my condition? Also, would it be best to see a chiropractor?
I love this question, and I will just say it now. She needs to get to a chiropractor ASAP. Your medical professionals will never tell you that. That is not what they're going to recommend because, you know, the chiropractors don't prescribe any drugs. So, you should go see a chiropractor. I'm not sure of your age or your ability muscular wise. I don't know your health as a total, but there are traction devices that chiropractors own that would be extremely beneficial for her. It slowly pulls the spine apart and separates the disc and the vertebrae in your spine, which are the bones, from pressing on the nerves that cause the pain in your body. She absolutely should consult a chiropractor. She should absolutely ask about traction. And I absolutely 100% agree that she needs to go see a chiropractor. And just so you know, I think the rest of the panel will agree that it's not that we think everything in medicine is horrible. Just 99% of it is. The drugs themselves they have developed in that world at times can be beneficial in a very short time. In fact, if I asked Jana Schmidt right now, Miss Mother Nature, I asked her that she had a gunshot wound and they were going to do a procedure to go in there and cut that bullet out. I guarantee you she would want either local anesthesia or have be given anesthesia before that surgery. Those drugs are miraculous. You don't have to be awake to feel the pain. You can use drugs in a very short time while you're looking for the cause of the pain or the symptoms. But I never would recommend a drug ever for longer than 3 months ever in my whole life. If that's the case and you're being prescribed any drug for longer than 3 months, there's a reason why every drug commercial tells you, once you are prescribed this drug, make sure your medical doctor checks your kidney and liver functions often. They put that responsibility on you, the consumer. Those drugs are published, 100% of them, to cause liver failure and kidney failure, just like I mentioned Ozempic, and it's published kidney and liver failure. Every drug does that. And it takes 3 months is about all it takes before you start getting inflammation in other organs and get them to shut down. So small periods, yes, but go see a chiropractor. They will have alternative supplements, therapies, modalities that can help reduce your pain naturally without drugs.
Wow. Now, Mr. Scott McKay, I know you're not a doctor, but you're sitting here a part of the conversation. Do you have anything that you would like to add to this conversation, sir?
Yes. There's always a fallback plan of the Bioscaler EE system to go roll into and spend a couple hours in a nice recliner That's always a good backup plan to supercharge the cells to kick ass and put your immune system in boxing condition. That's what we do where I come from. By the way, good to see these beautiful people.
Oh, wow. It's good to have you here. Dr. Ely, you have anything that you want to add? You look like you want to say something.
He's on mute.
Anything, Dr. Ely? You got to unmute so we can hear you, darling.
Yeah, no, I'm just messing everything up. I just thought I think she already knew. It sounded to me like she already knew with the way she asked her question that she needed some additional help. And I think that's the big message we want to get out to people. We've seen so many folks really come to and be great. Our audience is beautiful. And they come and they ask us all these questions in the Q&As. And we're grateful, totally grateful. But sometimes we get these questions where it's like, you already know, you need to be working with somebody directly. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to get the answer you need from one of us on a quick question, and it's going to solve your problems, right? You need to work with somebody.
Well, you know, when I figured that out for my own body, I stopped going to the doctor. I just stopped it and started educating myself and doing what I needed to do for my body is what I started doing. Because every time when I had that doctor there, It was like it was crippling me, because all the doctor gonna do is put me on all of these drugs, these different drugs. And I remember one doctor said I had to be on this one drug for the rest of my life. All right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a longer, it's a big story. You know, and for those that, you know, I'm going to try to tell it in about 1 minute. For those that really, truly know me, you know, my profession is actually in the cosmetology field. And back in the day, I used to wear those real long nails. Yes. Cardi B didn't have nothing on me, baby. All right. Okay. But I was doing my hair and everything. Okay. So anywho, you know, I did my own nails at times, even though I went in to get them did. I started doing my own nails in a small space in my house. I started doing my own nails. About a week or so, maybe about 2 or 3 weeks later, I started breaking out in hives. I just started breaking up out in hives for no reason at all. I could be anywhere and just break up out in hives. And then what happened is I had to go step out in the sun for the sun to shine on me, and the hives went down. That's the only thing that will calm me down, right? So when I went to the doctor, went to the dermatologist, first thing they did was put me on prednisone. Prednisone had my whole system calm down. I said, ooh, I feel like a brand new person. But once I stopped taking the prednisone, it flared back up. All right. Went back to the same doctor, whatever. They put me on these allergy pills. I can't say the name. Okay. But they put me on these allergy pills. She told me I have to be on that for the rest of my life. So I went home and I looked up, okay, so $5 and some change for these allergy pills for the rest of my life. That means that I've got to pay this amount of month for each month going back and forth to the doctor. And I was like, why do I got to be on something for the rest of my life? What's going on with my body? What's happening for this to flare up? So what I started doing is what's called a process of elimination. What did I do back then? Did new for something to happen. And as I started doing my process of elimination, nothing was happening. And it wasn't until I got to doing my nails with those chemicals in that smaller space, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going, you know, because I did my art design and all of that stuff. But with me inhaling those fumes, it did something to my body. Okay, so once I removed that, once I got to that point and removed that those chemicals away from me, and I stopped doing my own nails, I just took everything off, all nails and all of the chemicals off. It wasn't even about 2 or 3 weeks later that flare up stopped. When it felt like I thought it was going to happen, it stopped. And then it just went away, and I have not been bothered with hives ever since. So I'm saying all of that to say this. I knew something was wrong here. I had to go find out what the hell is going on here. How is it that I'm just flaring this up? And I had to figure it out for myself. Because when I went to the doctor said I have to take these drugs for the rest of my life. Now, that was years ago. I'm 53 years old now. Imagine me taking this one drug for the last, let's say, 25 years. Imagine me doing that, okay? I probably wouldn't be here right now, okay? Mm-hmm. So I had to go and educate myself. So like you said, she probably know, but a lot of times people, they do not want to get detached from that doctor because they've become indoctrinated where call the doctor, use your health insurance, call the doctor. I said, bye to all of it, even the health insurance. I said, if something happened to me, if I got to go to a hospital, then I go to the hospital. If the bill is $20,000, I'll send you $5 a month until it's paid off. Because I do not want to pay all my money into no health system, and they're using my dollars for these illegal aliens. Okay. I have another question that's come in now. It says, my sister has COPD now, requiring oxygen 24 hours, 7 days a week. Any ideas to help? Anybody?
Ely, you want to take this one? Ely. He likes it when I say that.
I'm just thinking, I mean, stop smoking. I mean, would be my first thought. No, seriously, y'all, like with a question like that, I think you start looking at you have to do something that Dr. Group talks about all the time. Why do you think you're sick? You know, and when you ask that person that question back, just like you said, Silk, you had to go through process of elimination, right? But you were willing to do that because you had stepped out of being a patient. Patient means he who endures misfortune. That's why I don't take patients anymore, okay? You became a student, he who aspires, or in this case, she who aspires, right? So now you start figuring things out and you start problem solving. Well, when you got somebody that's saying, okay, COPD, what can I do? You have to then boomerang that back to them for a second and be like, okay, what's making you sick? You know what's making you sick. You know your life better than I'm ever going to know it. You know your body better than I'm ever going to know it. What's making you sick? And then you get into an honest conversation and they're going to tell you. And then as soon as you figure that out, then it's like, okay, we're going to have to clean up some lifestyle habits. We have to clean up some external environment where you're living in. Maybe you're living in a really moldy, nasty kind of house with the rugs all jacked up and the beds all messed up and all that stuff. But really what it comes down to is having the patience, I think, with everybody and the willingness to listen to them work through it themselves, right? Because everybody knows the answer. And I think that's where the white coats really mess up, is because they don't want to listen to you at all. If you would just listen for a little bit, you're going to find out that that person actually wants to be well. And if you give them half a good idea, they're probably going to go and explore it. So let's say something very simple right now, right? Let's say something very simple for this COPD.
Okay.
There's a great device to purify the air in your home. Dr. Group has turned me on to it. I'm about to get one. I think it's called Triad, Dr. Group, you know? But to have an air purification device in your rooms, especially where you spend the most time, like your bedroom, seems like a great place to start helping this process out so that you can buy yourself time to become the student you can be. Because there's probably, with a situation like this, 4, 5, 6, 7 things that got to be figured out. But let's get that airflow first, the right. You know what I'm saying?
And I'll give some recommendations here too for COPD. The heart and the lungs actually operate as one organ. So anything wrong with the lungs, you're going to have issues with the heart. Heart issues with the lungs. The heart pumps blood into your lungs for oxygen. So as people know, the liver and gallbladder are basically one organ. The lungs and the heart are the same way. So I would recommend that this person looks up herbs, minerals, and vitamins that help improve heart function, and then look up herbs, minerals that improve lung function. And you'll look and see a list of those herbs. And there are some I could just throw out here, but I think it's time to do some research on your own and you'll become way more confident in those skills.
We all have internet, so start doing your own research. Okay, I got about one more minute. I want to get this question in. Somebody said, I sometimes feel my body vibrating. Could this be related to EMF or perhaps thyroid? I take no prescriptions. My T3 and T4 are normal, but TSH is 9.4. And I have about 1 minute, so come on, give it to me.
Dr. Ely, give it to him.
I have the same symptoms. Okay. Yes, and let's go ahead and say we're going to answer that question in more detail on Wednesday, March 27th at healingfortheages.com at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. We will actually lead with that question, Silk, for her. And we'll start from there so we can give it the time that it deserves. But that's going to be y'all Wednesday, March 27th, 5 p.m. Pacific. Go to healingfortheages.com and come and join us for free. Hang out with us for a couple hours.
That is the hot topic conversation.
Yes, healingfortheages.com. March 27th at 5 p.m. You all go there. I've had the opportunity to come in disguise, undercover, under another account so that I can see what was going on. And I absolutely loved it. I was like, look at them just going right on. And I learned a whole lot, learned about the plants and all of that different stuff. Okay, because that's how I have to do it. If they find out I'm there, they're going to be like, Sil, come and speak. And I'm like, no, I want to sit back. And I want y'all to do your thing. So that's March 27th at 5 p.m. You all go to Healing for the Ages. Real quick, in 5 seconds, let everybody know about your website, especially my bee pollen lady. Let everybody know where they can go and find your personal stuff. All right, Dr. Schmidt.
Yes, you can find me at janasallnatural.com. Yep, janasallnatural. There's that. Yep,
that's a good step on that.
Global Healing or Global Healing or globalhealinginstitute.org.
All right. Dr. Ely.
Okay, I got to brag first and say, Dr. J, you got to go to her site because she sells this shungite that actually works to block the RF EMFs. We just proved it today. You got to go to Dr. Artis' site to get that EDTA. And you got to go to Global Healing to get this bioactive copper, y'all. It is dope. It is so good. I take this every day. It's so good. And then if you got a little extra time, come and hang out with me at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Mr. Scott McKay, if anybody want to just see what you're doing, how can people contact you? I got five seconds, baby. Talk to me.
Yes, patriotstreetfighter.com for all natural and healthy ass kicking.
All right. I love that because it's time for a lot of people's ass to be kicked. All right. Dr. Artis, I'm signing off with you, Dr. Artis. DrArtisShow.com. Dr. Artis, let everybody know how they can stay in contact with you and get your product.
You can find me at TheDrArtisShow.com and you can find us at HealingForTheAges.com and every censored platform on earth.
Wow. So d.theartistshow.com, d.theartistshow.com. Be sure to use promo code Diamond whenever you go to d.theartistshow.com, okay? d.theartistshow.com. I love that form protein. Incredible. I love it, love it, love it. All right. Thank you all, Healing for the Ages panel, for being here. We're on the show, the Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live Show. We love you so much, and we got to get you back. So get your dates because there's so many questions, more questions coming in. God bless you, and thank you so much for your time. I love you. Bye bye. Thank you. All right, you all. There you have it. Healingfortheages.com. Healingfortheages.com. Don't forget every day at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we start what we're doing and we pray. I pray for you. You pray for me. We pray for each other. And you all, be sure to pray for President Donald J. Trump and his family. So in the meantime and in between time, I look forward to seeing you next time right here on Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye.